This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. With me, a very special guest, Dr. Helen Caldicott. Helen, for 42 years now, she has devoted her life to activism, to an international campaign to educate the public about the medical hazards of the nuclear age and the necessary changes in human behavior to stop environmental destruction, a cause after my own heart. Quite a resume for Dr. Caldicott, but she has her medical degree from the University of Adelaide Medical School in 1961. She founded the Cystic Fibrosis Clinic there at the Children's Hospital in 1975 and was an instructor in pediatrics at Harvard Medical School. Oh boy, several organizations, including Physicians for Social Responsibility, for which she was a president, and also their umbrella group, the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985. I'll tell you what, her bio goes on and on and on, so I will tell you about her new book that is coming out, Crisis Without End, emanating from the conference proceedings of the most recent symposium, which was Physicians for Social Responsibility at the New York Academy of Medicine, March 2013. Welcome. That'll be out in 2014. Welcome, Ms. Caldicott, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Well, realizing that your specialty is obviously in the medical field and not so much in the field of explaining how all this nuclear stuff is working in the Fukushima realm, I have seen many of your presentations, and I'd like you to really. I think a lot of people are looking for answers that can't seem to be found on what's happening over there, what's happening with the Pacific Ocean, and what's happening with the health of people being caused by Fukushima, and also the of course, the Chernobyl incident, which I believe has been covered up as well.
Mm. So, what you want me? I mean, I can explain the mechanics of the accident, and then go on to explain what it means medically to both people in Japan and around the world. Is that what you want me to do?
Please do. Thank you.
Okay. Well, General Electric in the 70s built 6 Mark 1 GE reactors on or near an earthquake fault in Japan. Of course, the whole of Japan is riven by earthquake faults. I know the 3 GE engineers who designed these reactors, Dick Hubbard, Dale Bridenbaugh, and, I can't think of the other one. And they, in 1975, resigned from GE to say that these reactors were too dangerous and they couldn't go on with working with GE. They then testified before Congress in 1976. Greg Miner was the third one. And talked about how dangerous these reactors were, but of course no one took any notice. Okay, so fast forward to the present time, or to 2 years ago, there was a massive, huge earthquake in the ocean some miles from the Fukushima reactors. It was 9 on the Richter scale. And that not only shook the reactors and destroyed the external power supply upon which they were dependent, but then a huge tsunami came in and totally almost engulfed the first 4 reactors, 1, 2, 3, and 4, the others, 5 and 6, are on higher ground. Now, what happened is that when the external power supply was lost because of the earthquake, each reactor needs a million gallons a minute to keep it cool of water. And the pump could not operate because the power supply was cut off. So because of that contingency, of course, the engineers had designed a system of diesel reactors, but they were placed beneath the nuclear reactors themselves, diesel generators, I mean, each about the size of a house, huge things. So they were designed to start operating when the power supply was cut off, but then in came the tsunami and drowned the diesel generators. So there was no power to fuel or power the pump, which circulated a million gallons of water per minute to each reactor to keep them cool. Within a few hours, the fuel, and each contained about 100 tons or more of uranium, with all the incredibly hot, thermally hot radioactive fission products, of which there are over 200, within each reactor, and the fuel is so hot that unless it's continually cooled, it starts to melt. Temperatures, I think, of 2,600 degrees centigrade, if I'm correct. And within, in fact, 2 or 3 days, the three cores in units 1, 2, and 3 melted like lava out of a volcano, and they melted their way through 6 inches of steel down onto the floor of the containment building, which is made of concrete and steel. And there is some thought amongst nuclear engineers that, in fact, one or several have melted their way through that concrete and steel containment floor into the earth. That's called by the nuclear industry the melt through to China syndrome. And there's a film made with Jane Fonda and I can't remember the other actor about a melt through to China syndrome, which happened to come out just after Three Mile Island melted. Now, as that happened, huge amounts of radiation were emitted into the air because as the fuel melted, the zirconium cladding of the rod, each fuel rod is 12 feet long and half an inch thick, and it's composed of little pellets of uranium like bits of chalk encased in this rod made of zirconium. The zirconium reacted with the water to produce hydrogen. The hydrogen could not escape. The escape valve didn't work. It's one of the flaws of the design of these reactors. And so hydrogen built up in units 1, 2, 3, and 4, and there were 4 massive, massive hydrogen explosions which blew the roof off the reactors. And if you look at the photograph of the Fukushima reactors, you can see they're incredibly damaged, upon which huge amounts of radiation escaped. Now, as it escaped into the air, the wind was blowing from Japan west to east. So in the first couple of days, 80% of that release, radiation release, that blew across the Pacific and also over the west coast of America and indeed right across America and round the globe to Europe. The ambient levels of radiation in Seattle went up 40,000 times above normal. And a lot of radiation was deposited around America in various cities and reconcentrated back in the food. Now, after the wind then changed and blew towards the northwest, it blew over Japan. And although the Japanese government knew where the radiation was going, the plume of radiation, they didn't inform the Japanese people because they didn't want to create panic. What's that music?
Oh, we are going to go to a break.
So wow. Thousands fled into plumes of incredibly high radiation.
Yes. All right, well, we'll be back with Helen Alcott. Stay with us, folks.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine.
All right, folks, welcome back.
He's got a problem with his poison.
Again, we're with Dr. Helen Caldicott. And actually, you can go to her website at helenhaldicott.com. And read all about it. Like I said, a very impressive resume. A woman after my own heart who actually sort of left her career, so to speak, and became a full-time activist against this horror that we're talking about today, which is the nuclear industry. and specifically Fukushima. So, Helen, can you tell us on a microcosm scale what's happening in Japan, and then maybe expand that out into how that is affecting the Pacific Ocean and basically the entire airstream of the Northern Hemisphere?
Yes, well, about 10 million people now in Japan live in very radioactive areas. What you all should know is that children are 10 to 20 times more sensitive to getting cancer from radiation than adults. Little girls twice as sensitive as little boys. The fetus is thousands of times more sensitive to radiation than adults, and old people are more sensitive than young and the like. And about 2 million children are living in very radioactive areas. In fact, they are not allowed to play outside. They're developing obesity. They have to wear masks all the time. They're eating radioactive food, which is being encouraged by the Japanese government. Japanese government is encouraging farmers in the Fukushima prefecture, where much of the fallout occurred, to grow food again, and the rice contains cesium and other such radioactive elements. Tea grown south of Tokyo, which is a long way from the plant. Green tea contains cesium. The cedar blossoms that were going to come out in the spring were full of cesium, 137, which causes brain cancers, muscle cancers, heart attacks, thyroid cancers, diabetes, all sorts of things. And I'm only talking about one element out of several hundred that are made in nuclear power plants.
Did I hear you say that the farmers were still promoting or
yeah.
told to grow food?
Well, the farmers are not promoting. The farmers are worried. They know they're growing radioactive food. A lot of farmers have actually committed suicide because they feel so dreadful. The cattle, a lot of the cattle have radiation in them, radioactive silver, radioactive cesium, and all sorts of other elements. And Hillary Clinton signed an agreement with Japan just after the accident that America would keep importing Japanese food. My advice to you in America is do not eat Japanese food, and that's seaweed, fish, rice, miso, and every other sort of food product that is produced in Japan, because you don't know what's radioactive and what is not. You can't taste, smell, or see radiation in your food. And after you eat radioactive food containing cesium or strontium that causes bone cancer and leukemia, or plutonium that causes cancers of the liver, lung, bone marrow, testicular cancer, and the like, you can't taste it. And it takes 2 to 80 years for a cancer to develop once you've eaten radioactive food. That's called the latent period of carcinogenesis, or the incubation time for cancer. It's silent. It's a silent killer. Now, so far, 44 children under the age of 18 in the Fukushima prefecture have been diagnosed or are suspected to have thyroid cancer. This is really serious, because normally about 1 or 2 in a million children develop thyroid cancer. After Chernobyl, we really didn't see thyroid cancer developing for 4 years. Now, this is within the first 2.5 years, indicating these children got a very high dose of radioactive iodine, which causes thyroid cancer, and cesium, which concentrates in the thyroid. But that also is indicative of the fact that they also received high doses of lots of other elements, and those children and their relatives, 10 million or more, who have inhaled or eaten radioactive food or got a high external dose of gamma radiation, many of them will develop cancer in the future, have deformed babies, and the incidence of genetic disease amongst that population will increase over generations. Fukushima can be compared to Chernobyl, only it's worse. There were 3 meltdowns. Chernobyl only had 1 meltdown, an explosion and fire. A very important report from the New York Academy of Sciences called Chernobyl indicates that probably over 1 million people have now died from Chernobyl. Much of the European landmass is radioactive and will be for hundreds or thousands of years, like 44% of it, or 40%.
Pardon? As far as Chernobyl, that's not what they're actually reporting over in the and the parliaments and everything over there.
That's because they're not going along with the latest data. This data comes from over 5,000 articles that were published in Russian and translated into English. This is the first report where there's on-ground examination by physicians and epidemiologists and the like about what is actually happening. The World Health Organization has a very unholy alliance with the International Atomic Energy Agency, and it's not allowed to examine any atomic accidents unless the IAEA says it can. And it works on calculated guesstimate releases from nuclear accidents, and they guess sort of the dose people get, and it's all calculated doses, and it means absolutely nothing unless you're on the ground looking at people and examining them and working out what diseases they have and what they're dying from. So the parliaments in Europe and your government are dealing with incorrect data, which is promulgated by the nuclear industry. And as a physician, I find that quite immoral.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you have an agency that, and we're talking about coming from the WHO, right? One organization wishes to report something but cannot.
That's
because it's
correct.
Subordinate to another.
Yep. Subordination. I mean, you know, almost prostitution in a way. I mean, you know, in medicine we take the Hippocratic Oath and we're bound to tell the truth to patients and to practice pure scientific medicine. And for some organization, which is kind of responsible for world health, to subordinate itself to a nuclear organization is obscene in my mind, because nuclear power and its waste will over generations induce epidemics of cancer, leukemia, genetic disease and deformed babies for the rest of time from the nuclear waste leaking out and concentrating in food chains forevermore. So we've got a terrible problem on our hands, and more than that, every day about 400 tons of very radioactive water is pouring into the Pacific. The fish are becoming radioactive because the food chain concentrates these elements like cesium and strontium and iodine hundreds of times from the algae to the crustaceans to the little fish to the big fish to us. Already tuna being caught in California containing cesium from Fukushima, but you'll hear the nuclear industry say, well, that's only low dose. You only need to get, you know, a few atoms of cesium in your body concentrating in various organs, irradiating a small volume of cells, mutating genes that control the rate of cell division to give you cancer years later. And so people who talk about low doses of radiation, no dose of radiation is safe.
There's no such thing.
You receive from a dental x-ray or, you know, walking through those x-ray machines in the airport adds to your risk of getting cancer. It's cumulative. Don't get unnecessary x-rays. Don't walk through x-ray machines. Don't live near a nuclear power plant. Close all your reactors down. Don't eat radioactive food. I could go on.
Well, it seems like a daunting task if this is indeed being spread through the airways, through the waterways, and through the food supply, the chain of supply of food. It sounds like an impossible task. Well, we'll be right back here with Helen. Stay with us. We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems in the form of energy. All our sensory
systems. Back to the Corporation Nation, folks. We are talking today with Dr. Helen Caldicott. Again, that's Helen Caldicott.com. That's Caldicott. Now, you know, there's so many questions I have. Obviously, we're going to be short on time because you're only going to be here for another half an hour. But how much of Europe is actually contaminated from just Chernobyl? And on a scale of magnitude, since it's been so many decades, how much worse is Fukushima, and also with the Pacific Ocean? Is there an actual site or database where people can go to actually get some honest information on what's happening in the Pacific?
Good question. You can go to my other website, HelenCaldicottFoundation.org, where you'll find numerous articles on Fukushima and Chernobyl, number one. Number two, I said about 40% of the European landmass is contaminated with cesium, strontium, americium, plutonium, and many other elements. And I would advise you actually to download the report from the National, from the New York Academy of Sciences on Chernobyl and read that, you'll find a lot. One of the scariest pieces of literature that I've read. There are wild boar running around Germany that are almost so radioactive they glow in the dark, have to be shot and buried in a radioactive waste area. Over 300 farms in Britain have to be closed because their lambs are so full of cesium-137. Babies born who were in utero at the time of the accident in Sweden have lower than normal IQs because the developing brain is very sensitive to radiation and is damaged by radiation. I could go on and on. The food in Turkey is very radioactive. They've got a hell of a fallout. You can Google all of this, but you also find articles on my webpage. Now, Fukushima is worse than Chernobyl, if anything could be possible. Three meltdowns, huge amounts, like 400 tons of water pouring into the Pacific every day since the accident, all highly radioactive. And there's no way this is going to stop, because Fukushima is built on an ancient riverbed, and water pours down from the mountains just behind this reactor complex, underneath reactors. Now, when they were intact, that was all right. But now the cores have melted through, maybe into the earth, but anyway, into very damaged containment buildings, all cracking and leaking. And hundreds of tons of water are pouring over these damaged cores, picking up huge amounts of radioactive elements, and then being discharged into the Pacific as well. They're pumping out about 300 tons of this damaged, of this radioactive water a day and putting it in a huge tank, three stories high, which are meant only to last 5 years. They're put together with rubber adhesives and corroded bolts. They're leaking, and these tanks contain huge amounts of water. If there's another earthquake greater than 7 on the Richter scale, these tanks will collapse. They're held together with plastic taping and plastic pipe and duct taping. And the water will also pour into the Pacific. At the same time, there's no way that you can really stop this water ever. And they won't ever be able to get to these molten cores, because inside buildings 1, 2 and 3 where the cores are, it's so radioactive, even if they put robots there, they can't, they die because the radiation is so high, let alone humans. They're running out of warm bodies to keep the whole site going, and the Yakuza, which is the Japanese mafia, are bringing in homeless people from the streets of Tokyo and elsewhere, and also mentally retarded people. It's really terrible. Now, on Building 4, which was very, very damaged, the walls are buckling. On top of Building 4 is a huge pool containing over 400 tons of very, very radioactive fuel, much of which were just taken out of Building 4's nuclear reactor just before the accident. The worry is, if there's an earthquake greater than 7, Building 4 will collapse, and down will come the pool, and there will be no cooling water. It will leak out. And 400 tons of radioactive fuel could catch fire, producing 10 times more cesium than was released at Chernobyl, or the equivalent of 14,000 Hiroshima bombs. If that happens, people are saying, you know, Tokyo will have to be evacuated. You can't evacuate 35 million people. They're saying it'll be the end of Japan. It's also a great public health hazard to people living in the northern hemisphere, because the radiation will circle the globe but not mix at the equator with the southern hemisphere. Also, the water that's pouring under the reactors consistently has produced almost liquefied mud underneath buildings 1, 2, 3 and 4, and they could therefore, because they're so fragile, collapse with another earthquake greater than 7, and then God knows what would happen if one of the buildings collapses onto a molten core. So we are in great danger. The Japanese government has not invited foreign corporations to come in and help them. Foreign corporations are reluctant because they don't want to be sued for damage if things go wrong. I mean, this whole capitalist system which is people making profits, TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, is trying to save money by not paying people properly and by, you know, not spending much, because otherwise their shareholders will be upset. And the whole globe is at risk for, you know, for many years to come from this horrendous accident, which is not over and actually will never be over. And people don't understand that.
That's the worst part of this. Now, I'm almost afraid to ask you if you actually have hope for this situation, or at least give me a percentage of the possible outcome of this, whether it's positive or negative. Obviously, well, it's always negative, because we're dealing with something that's going to be here a million years.
Well, what they're doing now is they've reinforced the building 4, and they've put a huge crane on top, and they're now trying to lift out fuel assemblies, each containing about 80 fuel rods, very radioactive, from the pool, putting it in a cask and transferring it to another cooling pool, and that operation's going to take 14 months. Now, there are two dangers involved with this. A, it's like pulling cigarettes out of a bent cigarette package. The rods, the racking on which into which the rods are placed has been damaged by the earthquake and the explosion. And so if the rods crack, large amounts of radiation will escape and the workers will have to evacuate, which is not good for anyone. And the second thing is, if a couple of rods touch each other, or there could be induced a criticality accident where many of the rods or the pool itself could become critical with, you know, a nuclear explosion or the like. So, and also this operation is always performed by computers, because there are millimetres to spare between these assemblies, millimetres, and they mustn't touch each other. But there's no computer. This is the first time it's ever done by hand. There are people, you know, as I described, not really well educated workers operating this whole thing, and at the same time TEPCO is trying to save money. The whole world's looking on aghast, but no one's helping.
Yeah, it's crazy. What exactly happens when they take a single fuel rod out? Where are they stored? I mean, are they storing them? They can't store them together. They can't throw them in a big bag and toss them over the... I mean, how are they actually storing them once they get out?
Okay, so they've got great big concrete casks, I don't know, weighing 80 tons each or something. And they're putting the fuel assemblies, in which there are 80 very, very thermally hot radioactive rods, into the concrete cask. And I suppose if they put more than one, I haven't asked this, more than one fuel assembly, they'll be separated by racks. I don't know. Then they lift the cask, and it all has to be done underwater, because if it's not, the men will, you know, die from acute radiation illness with their hair falling out, vomiting and bleeding to death. Then the cask is lifted out by the crane, moved to... the cask is closed, lifted out, moved to, I think, to the ground. I'm not sure. And then it's taken by a truck to another cooling pool. And there are 5 cooling pools in that complex, the common one, and a separate one in units 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's what they're doing. It'll take 14 months, they say, unless it's an accident. What do I think? You want me to give you some hope?
Well,
At the moment, I'm practicing psychic numbing. I know all the data and the information. I'm trying not to get myself emotionally involved. If there is an accident, then I'll have to get right into it. And oh dear, people are writing to me asking me what to do, and what can I say? Only that you must close all your nuclear power plants down where you live, and demand that the international community go in and help.
All right, folks. Well, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth here. We'll be back for our final segment with Dr. Hal Calcott. Thank you.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people.
Is this real? 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 Or is this just wrong?
All right, folks, welcome back to Corporation Nation on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, Doctor, I'd really like to thank you for joining me today. I do have one question. Now, obviously, you're part of a network of folks who are adamantly opposed to nuclear energy. It's a as Einstein put it, it's a hell of a way to boil water. To turn a steam turbine. It's kind of a ridiculous notion, really, when you consider that stuff needs to be stored for up to 1 million years. It's a little silly. My question, I mean, let's just say that you were successful and we were to close down all nuclear power plants, let's say tomorrow. How long would it take, first of all, to cool them enough? And then second of all, to actually clean them up. And what the heck are we going to do with all the waste?
Yeah, well, I've been asking the nuclear industry those questions for 40 years, and they say, trust us, we're scientists, we'll find the answer. And I say, that's like me telling a patient, you've got pancreatic cancer, you'll probably die in 6 months, but trust me, I'm an excellent scientist, and in 20 years I'll find the cure. They haven't found an answer to the storage of radioactive waste isolated from the ecosphere for a million years, which is what the EPA demands. And it takes a long time for a reactor to cool down for people to get near it. In fact, it's still radioactive after about 20 or 30 years that robots have to take it apart. People can't get near the incredibly radioactive parts. And then all of that, the reactor itself is radioactive waste, let alone the fuel. And where do you put that? It's just an ongoing, catastrophic, mutagenic, carcinogenic nightmare of the most profound public health implications. You know, we worry about what if there was a rabies case in New York, that would be headlines. But this is really talking about the damage to our DNA, our very, very building blocks of life. And as DNA gets mutated in the testicles and ovaries and the sperm and eggs, so we will increase the incidence of genetic diseases like my specialty, cystic fibrosis, diabetes, mental retardation, dwarfism, phenylketonuria. I mean, there are over 6,000 such diseases. So by increasing the level of radioactivity in the environment and in our testicles and ovaries over time, we will be increasing the incidence of genetic disease and reversing the positive processes of evolution. That really is the most serious issue as I see it as a physician and pediatrician very concerned about planetary life.
Well, let me ask you, now I know, gosh, I mean, I don't even know where to start here. I know that potassium iodide can combat radioactive iodide as far as the thyroid cancers, and I'm sure there are better products out there than others. I know a lot of people have to make a buck on in that particular industry, but is there a supplement regimen, foods, specific foods, something you can grow? Is there anything that can stop this form of mutation? I mean, it's like having a little ember in your body that's on fire. Is there anything that can actually prevent this damage, especially for children?
The answer is no. The answer is no. And it's very interesting to me as a physician that everyone thinks that, you know, if you get a headache, you take a Tylenol or or an anti-inflammatory for a pain in your knee. There is nothing, I repeat, nothing you can do to protect yourself. Yes, if you know there's a meltdown occurring, if they let you know in time, if you have some inert potassium iodide tablets in your medicine cabinet, and you know, you take one, which blocks the uptake of radioactive iodine in the thyroid gland by 70%, only 70%, although cesium concentrates in the thyroid as well. And it gives you a little protection, but you can't protect yourself against any of the other isotopes. Cesium is a potassium analog, goes to all these cells in the body, which are all rich in potassium and can cause tumors in every organ. Strontium is a calcium analog, lasts for 600 years, causes bone cancer and leukemia, concentrates in teeth, and the like. I can go on and on. So what is absolutely devastating to me, it always has been, is that there's nothing we can do for people. We can't, I mean, if there's a meltdown, what do you do with radioactive patients coming into the emergency room? If you touch them, you become radioactive. But your Federal Emergency Management Agency says you take them down to the basement of the hospital, to the mortuary, and hose them down, and the radiation is then enters the sewage system, but you can't get radiation out of their lungs and their gut and their bones, etc. We can't cure patients who've had a very high dose of radiation who die within weeks going bald with their hair falling out and bleeding and vomiting to death. We can't fix that. We can't stop cancers developing. We can't get radioactive elements out of your body. We can give a chelating agency called EDTA, which can take out some plutonium if you have it in the body, but not all of it. But I stress there are over 200 elements made in a nuclear power plant. Nobody knows that, but there are some last seconds and some last millions of years. Radioactive iodine-129 has a half-life of 17 million years, so it lasts forever. And that is being found in the Pacific Ocean at the moment. That causes thyroid cancer. I mean, I could go on, and people don't understand this. Go to my webpage, HelenCaldercottFoundation.org, read about it. Read my book, Nuclear Power is Not the Answer. And I describe in lay language, like I would talk to a patient, what this is all about, so you will deeply understand it. And knowledge is the source of action. If you understand it, you can debate even President Obama, because he doesn't understand this, and win. You can get on television. You can become stars of stage, screen, and radio if you're a doctor, wear your white coat and go on television. And I would refer to your great President Jefferson, who once said, an informed democracy will behave in a responsible fashion. Inform yourselves. And then you won't be unnecessarily scared, but you'll know what's going on and understand it.
Well, Doctor, I thank you again. Are there any other websites or other resources, books?
Yeah, you can go. There's another very good one called Fairwinds, F-A-I-R-E, winds.com or .org. And that's run by a wonderful nuclear engineer called Arnie Gunderson, who's right up on all that is happening both in nuclear power plants in America, but also in Fukushima. He's terrific, and he and I work very closely, I from the medical perspective and he from the nuclear engineering and mechanical perspective.
Oh, boy. Well, you, like myself, must be a hoot at parties.
Well, I've got a sense of humor, too, because I'm Australian, so you've got to be able to laugh or you're going to cry.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thank you. I hope... one last question, since we've got a little bit of time, just a minute or two, but what is the difference, or what's going to happen, worst-case scenario, compared to the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere? I know there's a lot of talk
good,
about
right.
moving everyone, but that's
impossible.
Yeah, that's
a good question. The air in the Northern Hemisphere, the atmosphere, does not mix at the equator with the air in the Southern Hemisphere. The two air masses tend to be separate. Mm. However, the Pacific Ocean is a very large ocean. Fish can swim everywhere, including down to Australia, and I can look out my window right now and see the Pacific Ocean, and I live in a little fishing village, and I eat lovely fresh fish every day. Who knows? The radiation plume from Fukushima will reach the west coast, the north part of the west coast of Canada and Oregon and Washington in March next year, and California later in the year. The fish, I mean, as I explained, they concentrate the radiation, so you don't know what fish you're eating. The EPA and the FDA should be testing your fish right now, routinely. And so you don't guess, you know. The EPA should have air monitors up all around the country, but particularly on the West Coast, where if the accident occurs again, that you need to know what's going on. And they're not monitoring.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of people around here who trust the FDA at this point.
Well, so, your government.
Yes, I know. Oh, yes. Well, thank you again, Doctor. I don't know what to say, honestly, but I thank you for your time, and good luck to us all.
I'm practicing prevention medicine, you see.
Take care.
With financial uncertainty.